A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
I know you had some thoughts on the way that things were starting out for the college football season here. We're a month plus into the season. We've seen LSU really step up, and LSU-Alabama looks to be the latest game for the national championship. That has evolved a couple times. I know we thought at one point it might be Stanford-Oregon later in the season. We thought the TCU-Boise might carry a little bit of heft to it. But LSU-Alabama is the latest game of the century yet to be upon us.
There's several, I think. You know, that's obviously the biggest one. But I think, looking forward, there's about five games.
Red River this weekend.
Yeah, well, you know, I think Oklahoma rolls.
Rolls?
Yeah.
Well, I think they'll win, but okay.
I think only three of the last 13 Red River rivalry games decided by single digits.
That's true.
I really think Oklahoma. Texas, to me, is not that good.
No.
They beat a fraudulent Iowa State team last week. Remember, they struggled with a bad BYU team at home
right in
Austin. Only won by one. They were trailing most of that game. I think Oklahoma rolls
okay in
that game. To me, it's interesting because it's right now you'd be hard-pressed to say that the champion's not going to be the winner of Alabama, LSU, or Oklahoma. To
right
me, I think that's what most people would project the championship game to be. There are some other teams, though. That Oregon-Stanford game, don't sleep on that. Stanford's interesting because there are a lot of people who really, really like this team's chances to run the table. I think they're going to lose to Oregon, though, so they'll be out.
Okay.
They'll be out. Oklahoma State, now there's no big – it's interesting, there's no Big 12 title game anymore.
Right.
So Oklahoma State kind of is a de facto championship game. They play on the final week. And remember, kind of a quirky scheduling thing, second straight year, the Cowboys get them in Stillwater.
Yeah.
Oklahoma has struggled on the road.
At T-Boone's Windmill Stadium.
Yes, exactly. So, I don't know. Oklahoma State, I'm a little surprised. I didn't think they would beat Texas A&M. It certainly didn't look like they'd beat them after the first half.
Right.
But they came back. That offense can play with anybody. You know, this week, they can literally, they could score 80 points against Kansas.
Right.
Okay, I mean, Kansas' defense is awful. Kansas was beating Texas Tech last week.
Right.
21-0 at home and did not cover.
Right.
As a significant underdog.
Okay, the Cowboys are going to make Kansas look like they got Mangino in the secondary.
Yeah. Somebody really, you want to do something? I love that picture of him next to the Orange Bowl mascot when he was bigger.
That one's great. And the Mangino baby meme from Deadspin.
Yes,
awesome.
Yes. But that's one. So the Big 12 is decided that way. Wisconsin, do you buy them as a legitimate national champion? What a lucky break it was to get Russell Wilson.
Yeah, yeah. They can't be ruled out, and this is where things get pretty interesting. And, again, I'm the big proponent, and again, this year could make my case as good as anything. The only thing I want differently, I want a plus one. This year could really make my case, particularly if Wisconsin runs the gamut here, Stanford. You could have a couple of different teams looking to make a claim on this. Wisconsin looks at this point like they can beat anybody that's in front of them in the Big Ten.
Yeah, that's the thing. The Big Ten, to me, I said before the year, did not have a legitimate national title contender. I thought that every team would lose at least two games. Wisconsin does, I believe, have Michigan State and Ohio State back-to-back weeks on the road. That's, I think, looking at the schedule where most people thought they would trip up. The only problem is Ohio State stinks. Okay, Ohio State's bad.
My dad, the ultimate loyalist, just sold his Wisconsin game tickets. What does that tell you?
Okay. They're a lot worse than expected. I think Penn State is not as good as it was advertised.
Uh-huh.
Michigan State, who I really believed in coming out of the other division, and I said it would be Wisconsin, Michigan State in your conference title
game. I believe
game.
I quoted Tony Schiavone. That'll put a lot of asses in the seats.
Exactly. They should have realistically crushed Ohio State last week.
Yeah.
Iowa was a sleeper of many. They haven't looked that great. Nebraska is not that good. I mean, they just got annihilated in Madison.
Yeah.
And they weren't that impressive the first 4 weeks either. Everyone's like, oh, are they looking forward to the, you know, the Big Ten schedule? So, well, obviously, then they just got hammered there, too. So
yeah.
Wisconsin really looks like they could run away with that particular league. And then you have Boise State, of course, waiting in the wings. If they don't go undefeated this year, they just shame on them.
Right.
It's interesting that their average margin of victory only a hair under 20 points per game through 4 weeks, which isn't that impressive. They're really going to have to tattoo some folks. Now, Georgia is their best friend. Georgia is a team that I think can win out. They really need them to win out.
Because when Georgia started
0-2, similar to Virginia Tech last year,
right.
It was like, oh, God. But remember, Virginia Tech went out. And Georgia, I think, can win out and maybe even win that East. Because South Carolina, I don't know about them. And they beat Georgia, so they've obviously got the tiebreaker.
I thought South Carolina had an outstanding chance to be in the SEC championship game.
That was a bad look. Auburn, I don't understand how this team keeps winning. Their defense stinks.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they realistically could be 2-3 right now.
Yeah.
And then Clemson, don't sleep on them. They will be favored in every game, interestingly enough, until they play at South Carolina in the regular season finale.
Right.
So they've got a shot, you know, at certainly, you know, starting, you know, 10-0, 11-0.
That's true.
So they'll be there. I don't see anyone else, though. I think you've seen kind of, when I do the power rankings every week, that top nine.
Mm-hmm.
I think your champions is not going to come from anyone outside the top nine. I'm talking LSU, Oklahoma, Alabama, Boise, the two Pac-12 teams,
mm-hmm.
Oregon, Stanford, Oklahoma State, Wisconsin, Clemson. I think one of those nine are going to be the national champion.
I think that's definitely the case. When you look at it, as far as the makeup of these teams, I was a little skeptical at the beginning of the season. I thought if there was any kind of BCS chaos, it would come from one undefeated team and a bunch of other one-loss teams. At this point, I have a hard time seeing there being as few as two undefeated teams.
Everyone always says that, though, and they start dropping like flies.
Okay.
They start dropping like flies. I mean, there's a bunch of undefeated teams we haven't even talked about, and, you know, like there's teams like Michigan hasn't lost, Illinois hasn't lost, Georgia Tech hasn't lost, Kansas State hasn't
lost.
Until
the Rutgers game, you could have put our caps down for that.
Yes, yeah, you know, exactly. So these teams do drop, and, you know, there are upsets, and like I said, no, to me, even LSU with this quarterback situation could be such a distraction,
yeah.
I think. You know, no one is foolproof right now. There's not that one dominant team. Because Alabama, again, major issues. Their quarterback play is not good.
Right.
It's interesting. The college game is so different than the pros right now that defense still does really rule the day. Those teams are carried by their defense. There's no blowaway like USC or Florida like we've seen in previous years.
I've heard it postulated that in the LSU-Bama game, punting is going to be a premium here. That field position, that if it gets into like a field goal type of a battle, the team that can more consistently knock the other team back down the field in terms of spot is going to have the upper hand.
Points will be at a premium. I mean, I can see that being a 10-7 game, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, the winner of that game is going to be the favorite to win the national championship.
Sure.
The question is, can someone survive an SEC slate unscathed again?
I question it every year. I say nobody's coming out of the meat grinder, and aside from LSU's fraudulent two-loss national championship team of a couple of years ago.
They weren't fraudulent, though. They deserved to play in it. They showed it by beating the Luckeyes.
Okay. All right, Skip.
Okay.
But,
my favorite part of that game was my good buddy Rick Schultz.
Uh-huh.
If you remember, I think it was Beanie Wells, as a matter of fact, broke that one loose very early in the game. And he stood up and started yelling, "That's Big Ten speed. That's Big Ten speed." Which was very amusing until you watched the rest of the game and they got hammered. You know what I'm saying?
That is pretty funny.
Here's the thing.
Aside from that year, it's always an undefeated team out of the SEC. How do they do it?
Does a one-loss team get in the BCS title game? Say there's one undefeated team. Say there's two undefeated teams.
Yeah.
Boise, a non-SEC, and a non-SEC team. Does the one-loss SEC champ get the title berth not over Boise? I say yes.
You think so?
Yes. There's no way. Unless if the SEC is total chaos and a total mess where Georgia just kind of runs the table maybe and steals it, or if the West winner wins that league and has just one loss, they're gone. Mm-hmm.
Well, my go-to guy with FDH for all things college football and specifically BCS and how they formulate the stuff, our guy Nate Noy, he's always pointing out to me, he's always very keen to point out to me the role of the computers in this. So what you said about Georgia is going to loom very large, because Georgia can help Boise get enough points in the computers here to really boost it up in there. I think that's the only way that Boise would get overtaken, as if it's the computers penalizing them for the strength
and
of schedule.
Here's the problem with Boise, TCU's not even as good as people thought.
No, that's going
to
hurt.
They're
too.
Not. I mean, they're not that good. I mean, to be honest with you, they did beat Air Force. You know, I thought there was a chance the old Flyboys might be the second best team. Mm-hmm. You know, Timmy Calhoun's got a real nice team in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
So you know,
very nice.
You know, they beat Navy. Nice winner for me to start the day, by the way, last Saturday. But you know,
a little patriotic get down for you.
Yes, yes. I was cursing Navy, by the way, at around 3 o'clock. But
for once, not for political reasons.
Yes, yes, yes. But like I said, I don't know. College, it's interesting, because I think both of your title participants is going to be out of that group of nine that I mentioned. I really do. I don't see any team that's way off the radar. You know, one of these other, quote-unquote, other undefeateds.
Right.
You know, those teams all seem fraudulent to me. Like, I ran the game, your Michigans, your Illinois, your Kansas State, your Texas Techs. You know, those teams are not national title teams.
No, they're not. They're not at all. As far as the Heisman goes here, anybody that looks like they're going to be able to deliver enough of a scare to Andrew Luck? I mean, you've got we talked about
Russell
it in the
course
NFL. Yeah, Wilson. Do you think if Oklahoma can roll enough, maybe Landry Jones?
Yes.
Or,
well, okay. Oklahoma's got so many weapons, it's tough.
Okay.
You know, Luck obviously has a lot of capital built
okay.
up. It's certainly his award to lose.
How about my boy Kellen Moore? Can he make a run at it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 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 he can. Especially if Boise winds up playing for the BCS title game, he could overtake it. The key is Luck has two big games on the schedule. Oregon,
mm-hmm.
and I know everyone wants to laugh at this team, and you know, they started bad. We were all laughing at them. Now they're turning around. Notre Dame. I think that's the last game of the year they play Notre Dame. Notre Dame can beat Stanford.
Oh, they can. They
Notre
can.
Dame can beat. Notre Dame is, when they don't turn the ball over 800 times in a game, that's a good football team.
I said at the beginning of the year, I mean, they're not as bad as losing to South Florida indicated. That was a bad loss.
It was what we in the handicapping community call a phony loss.
Yeah.
I mean, they outgained them 2-1.
Yeah.
They had, you know, like I said, about 17 billion turnovers in that game. There was the weather factor. It was a phony loss. They're the better team.
The funny thing is, coming into the season, because one of the things that we do, because we always do a consensus ranking on FDH. I always set up our top 25, but I do like a consensus of the major polls to use as a guide. Notre Dame, I rarely see this. Notre Dame, 18, 18, 18. Everybody in the world had them like 18th. And right now, it looks like they were all pretty smart. They look like they're about 18.
Well, because you do have some people. Mm-hmm. You know, I think like Phil Steele had them like 6th.
Okay, that's obviously not one of the ones I factored in.
Okay, but I think most people are afraid to go that high because they've always been such a letdown. So what everyone
Steele
did
will go for the outliers.
Yeah,
I give them credit.
But most people don't.
Right.
And what most people kind of rank to the consensus contenders. And Notre Dame's
Steele
like...
Steele said Oklahoma last year in the national championship, so sometimes it bites them.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, like, I had Notre Dame right around 18, to be honest with you. Like, right on that fringe, it's like, okay, they've been, you know, overhyped too many years before.
Right.
Let me rank the teams that I think are legit national title contenders, and then I'll put Notre Dame right after them. And that's kind of when you get number 18. So can they get to a BCS bowl? I don't know. I mean, obviously, once again, it's always favorable. They always want them to go.
Right.
But I don't know if they're that good. I mean, they barely beat Pitt.
They got to run the table, though, to go. I don't
probably.
Think there's any question
about
that.
Yeah, because Michigan is not that good.
No.
I mean, we saw this same 5-0 song and dance from the Rich Rod era last year, okay? And they finished 7-6.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if Michigan loses this week at Northwestern, by the way.
Oh, they could. Northwestern's
Northwestern, not, with Dan Per. I mean,
they're going in a good direction.
Check the status of Dan Per. So they should have beat Illinois last week, another kind of fraudulent undefeated team that's, you know, they play Indiana this week, so they're going to still stay spotless. But yeah, I mean, like I said, you got to look at that core nine. I'm pretty settled on that core nine. It's interesting, when I was doing my power rankings, after, you know, Arkansas was 10, and after that, I had a real hard time ranking like 11 through like 30. It's so the margin for error is so small. South Carolina, who had a basically a what you would have to call a bad loss, outright loss, as a double-digit favorite at home to Auburn. I hardly dropped them because every other team behind them lost. You know, Nebraska looked bad. Virginia Tech looked bad.
Right.
You know, I was really high in the Hokies coming before the year. That Logan Thomas is not Cam Newton. Just, oh, by the way.
Right.
You know, there. Who else? Florida lost, you know, and is going to lose again this week.
Right.
Obviously, to LSU. You know, there were a lot of teams in that group that lost. You know, Michigan State couldn't really jump up. They didn't dominate Ohio State. Like you should. Arizona State, you know, is kind of like hovering up there. And are they really like a top 15 team?
No. No,
they're
not.
I mean, I've got them in there, but are they, you know, really? I mean, you know, would you really trust, you know, Dennis Erickson on the big stage?
No.
Although I think they will win that division, clearly. I mean, they rocked an overrated USC team, which is a bit...
They will be the sacrificial lamb in the Pac-12 championship
game. Yeah, to Oregon or Stanford.
Going to Oregon or Stanford in what is the goofiest setup yet here of any of the conferences, of where somebody will host a conference championship game. Truly bizarre.
It is? I thought it was in L.A.
No.
I was wrong?
No.
Oh, shame on me.
No, it is hosted by the team with a better record, or if it comes to it, then head-to-head, whatever. Yeah, so there's no planning ahead. There's no, okay, we're going to book a suite of rooms here, whatever. Now, having said that, you know, and I know, whoever wins the Stanford-Oregon game, best go out and buy up all the hotels in town for
that weekend. That's not like the last game of the year, so you're going to kind of know.
Yeah, 3 weeks out, yeah, you'll know. But, again, it's really goofy. How that is, unlike in basketball, where obviously a site is set, and I predict, Kyle, that they're going to revisit that in years to come. They're going to find out it's very unwieldy to leave it to the fates here, you know, that late in the season. But
sure.
To bring it full circle, national championship, my pick before the season, I was Chalky McChalkerson. I think I had Alabama over Oklahoma. I'll stay with that for right now. What do you say?
I had Alabama over Boise State.
Okay.
I'm going to stick. Damn it. Damn it, King. We want to see Boise State play in that game.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just think they deserved it. It's a career achievement. I think Oklahoma could realistically lose to an Oklahoma State team that will have already lost earlier in the year. Oklahoma State's got back-to-back roadies against Missouri and Texas coming up. I think they'll lose one of those games. So, I mean, that's the only other game Oklahoma's going to lose is the last game, and that's what Boise needs.
Well, the one way that could happen for Oklahoma is if Landry Jones becomes distracted by Jim Ross yelling, Boomer Sooner, over the shoulder of Bob Stoops on the sideline.
Yes.
That could be a little distracting.
Yeah, so other than that, but, you know, Wisconsin, again, I don't buy them as running the table.
Probably not.
And then Oregon and Stanford will cancel each other out because Oregon's going to beat Stanford. They'll both have one loss. And so, but Wisconsin's kind of the X factor because it's tough right now for you not to say that they are the unanimous favorite right now. I mean, no one would not pick them to win the Big Ten.
Well, I'll leave you with this question here. You're saying that you think Boise could get squeezed out by a one-loss SEC team. If it's Oklahoma undefeated and Wisconsin couldn't get aced out by a one-loss SEC team, could they?
It depends.
Okay.
Body of work.
Okay.
I could see it happening.
Really? Okay.
I personally would believe, and again, there's a lot of football to be played, that a one-loss SEC team is a better team than Wisconsin.
I can believe that, and you can believe that, but as far as casting a vote for it, based purely on what your eyes have told you and the body of work on the field and the one-loss records and all of that, that's another thing altogether to say to Wisconsin, you've won all your games, and you're
Big
not...
Big Ten school.
Yeah, Big Ten school.
Again, the SEC, Big Ten, there's a history there. It's not good for the Big Ten. That could be factored into it. You know, these conferences played three times last year on New Year's Day. The SEC like won by an average of... like 8,000 points per game.
And there's a real upside-downside thing to what Wisconsin's done thus far. Downside, you played South Dakota. Upside, you also played Nebraska, and you treated Nebraska like South Dakota.
Yeah.
So it could cut either way.
True. They're a legit contender.
They are. All right. Well, we'll have to see how it goes. Both of us, obviously, big believers in Bama.